Hi, this is Kevin Cook. Thank you for coming back to Heavy Construction Equipment Podcast. In this episode, we're going to talk about highway construction safety. And again, this episode has been sponsored by me. Are you looking for good, used, quality equipment? Then come to this website at www.startractor.com or call me at 817-733-3799. And again, 817-733-3799. All right, here we go on to the podcast. Safety on a construction site is perhaps the most neglected part and stress that should be put on your company to ensure that you follow the safety parameters of all times. Again, safety is very important to you and your employees. You got to keep that up. When we talk about the safety on a construction site, we restrict ourselves to the safety of the employees and workers who work on that job site. But when we talk about the safety on highway construction, it should not restrict us to the safety of employees, but should also extend the safety of the people around the site. When we are working on the highway, you have vehicles moving on the road, and it becomes the responsibility of the construction company to ensure that the vehicles passing by move safely and do not become a victim of an accident. The fact, however, suggests that something else. It has to be noted that the number of accidents and casualties that have happened on the highways are because of not following the highway safety parameters. Though the efforts are been made to reduce such incidents, but the figures are alarming. Number one, need to have accurate signals or signs out there. Most of the accidents that happen on the highway are due to inaccurate availability of signals. The workers are busy doing their work, and there is no one to give signals to the vehicles or heavy equipment. For instance, when the construction work is happening on the end of a curb, it is crucial that the worker puts some sort of parameters to slow down the vehicles, or else they might not even see the construction happening because of the steep curb. For a second, they fall in a blind spot from where they can't even anticipate anything happening on the other side of the curb. Some, when the vehicles are full speed and they do not see any signals, they are bound to dash, and that may cause serious casualty. In this instance, like this, the construction company should ensure that the workers deploy men and women who are constantly provide signals to the vehicles, alerting them of the work happening on the other side of the curb. Next, workers manning the flow of vehicles. While the construction's on the highway, it is in full swing. The workers should man the flow of vehicles. They can close one part of the highway temporarily and ask drivers to use diversions. You only need a few men and women who can control the traffic and slow the diversion route. You can also put big blocks of implements to block the way and use arrow signs to give appropriate signals to the drivers. There should be a proper arrangement in place to control the movement of vehicles while the construction on the highway is in full swing. One must ensure that in no terms that the vehicle should be passing close to the construction area. You know, safety's first. You know, I mean, pay attention when you're driving. And lastly, workers should be vigilant to oncoming traffic. It is crucial for workers to remain vigilant at all times on oncoming traffic. They should make sure that none of the vehicles should pass close to them. During the moments of high traffic, proper arrangements should be made to make sure that the vehicles move from a distance from the workers, causing no accidents and eventually no casualties. You know, keep away from the area. Make sure you have enough construction cones up so you can stay away from that area. Again, if you got any questions, give me a jingle, 817-733-3799. Thank you, and God bless.